old, strong.
In other words, strong, it means rancid.
Rancid.
Is that right?
Right.
I see. How about meat? If meat got too old and spoiled, would you say this meat's no good? It smells.
Well, now,
I didn't say it was rancid. Didn't any meat go wasted out there?
Only time we lost meat there was in the process of curing it. When we didn't get cold enough weather for the salt to take effect on it there, and the meat spoiled. But once the meat cured there, and then we washed it and rubbed it in black pepper and smoked it and then sacked it, I mean, that meat there would keep there for maybe a year or two there.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because it'd have a tendency to shrink a little bit there. Mm-hmm.
And the outside would be
a little molded.
Maybe it would have a strong or old taste that I'd have to trim that off and would put it back, you know, be added to your soap.
I see. All that stuff would break down.
And you stirred the lye and the meat, I mean, in your big old iron pots with a big wooden paddle. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mother and my grandmother, they'd bring that paddle up just a lot like making sorghum, you know, to see the consistency, how it would drip off of the paddle as to when it was ready to take up, the same way with lard in making lard.
As you say, it was a real gift.
It was just, I don't know, it's just like I told you, it's like an old whiskey maker. It was a gift that they had that we didn't have, and I don't guess we'll ever have no more. We're just gone.
Mentioned whiskey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, what were the words that you used for whiskey, homemade?
Wildcat whiskey.
Wildcat whiskey. And did you ever hear White Mule?
Oh yeah.
White Lightning, White Mule,
I mean all those terms.
Corn whiskey.
Is that, now all that would be good whiskey? White
Mule? Well now, it just depends on who made it. Now back in the olden times, I'd say, when the revenue was not near as bad on them as it did, everybody was an art there to try to make the best whiskey. Mm-hmm. Because nowadays there, that the low revenue, everybody's so scared and they can't get copper and everything like they want to really make good whiskey there. They make whiskey now, key. Mm-hmm. Where they
in the old days, if you had whiskey that was pretty good, that would be corn.
We call it corn whiskey.
White Mule. If it was so bad, it might kill you. Did you have any names? The reason I ask is that.
Let's see. They called it gunpowder whiskey, I believe. That bad taste. Gunpowder whiskey. I believe I'm right.
I've heard Busthead.
I've heard those names.
That's whiskey.
That was that bad whiskey, man. That stuff would kill you. But now back in when the revenue wasn't so bad on them there, in other words, it was whiskey was used mostly as a medicine. Now this has come from mouth to mouth. I don't know which side of the family woman was on, but anyway, one of my granddaddies or great-granddaddy kept a jug of whiskey on his bed. And first thing of the morning when he hit the floor, he had a small cup. He poured that full of whiskey and drank it, went on about his business. That night when he come in, he pulled his clothes off, went to bed, he poured that full again and drank it, went to bed. And that's the way he drank his whiskey. He didn't care who knew it, nothing about it. But now
just part of the family.
In other words, what he claimed it was done, it kept off chills and fever. Mm-hmm. And would stimulate him and work and appetite and whatnot.